I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Another day of record coronavirus numbers in North Texas and across the state, where 197 people with the virus have died. Dallas County also saw a record number of deaths today. KRLD's Austin York says another 30 people with the virus died.
All but 3 of those who passed had underlying medical conditions, with the youngest being a 40-year-old woman. New cases, however, plunged to 413 in the county. Just 2 days ago, new cases were well over 1,000. Dr. John Carlo is on the governor's coronavirus task force and says now the CDC is recommending quarantining for 10 days instead of the original 14 days following exposure.
The idea here is to actually move away from a lot of the testing, making these decisions, and really focusing more on the symptoms and looking at symptom resolution in time as bigger indicators rather than the testing.
Dallas County officials report that during the first 3 weeks of July, over 1,200 children have been diagnosed with the virus, including 29 who have been hospitalized. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Tarrant County, a record number of cases today, 871 tested positive for coronavirus, brings that countywide total to above 23,500. 702 people are still in the hospital. 6 people have passed away in Tarrant County. Death toll there is 310.
In Collin County, 6 more people with the virus have died. The victims range in age from their 40s to their 90s. A total of 72 people with the virus have died in Collin County. Also, another 135 people with the virus have tested positive. 223 people are being treated in county hospitals as we speak. And in Denton County, another 228 people have tested positive with the virus, and another person has died.
Recent spike in the pandemic across the states caused Texans to be a little bit more concerned about the coronavirus. That's according to the latest poll out of Quinnipiac.
The 300% rise in the COVID death rate since June is having a discernible impact on Texans. That's according to Quinnipiac University poll analyst Tim Malloy.
Texas is one of the biggest hotspots in the country for the pandemic, and by a margin of 65 to 31, better than 2-1, Texans think the coronavirus is out of control.
Malloy says the one Texans appear to be blaming for this is Governor Abbott.
Split 48-44 on the job he's doing overall. And that's a 20-point swing to the negative from June.
Also, President Trump and former Vice President Biden earn a statistical dead heat. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
COVID-19 has forced the doors of El Primo's Mexican Grill and Cantina in Mansfield to close, but the owners promise they will be back. One of the owners, Todd Tonore, says that they will be expanding by adding a much larger kitchen and an 8,000-square-foot patio and a new rooftop dining area as well.
With the virus, and people just feel safer in that environment. I'm not so sure they are safer, but they feel safe. So I think it's something that it was very important for us to do. So not only for our customers, but also for our employees.
Now, with the patio expansion, the restaurant will encompass 17,000 square feet, which, according to Donore, will make its largest privately owned restaurant in Mansfield.
Southwest Airlines is going to test some thermal cameras at Love Field next month. The cameras will be set up ahead before you get to the TSA checkpoint, and they're going to be scanning people for any signs of coronavirus. Mark Diebner is the City of Dallas Aviation Director, who says they support the effort.
Cleanliness and passenger safety, you know, it's our number one priority.
Southwest says they're not going to be gathering data on specific passengers. Instead, they're going to use the data for research purposes. It could affect the safety measures that they adopt at Love Field and other airports.
The pandemic is hitting the Rio Grande Valley hard, and funeral homes are so full, the state has sent in help.
Help in this case means refrigerated trucks to store bodies. Johnny Garcia, managing partner at the Sabalas Diaz Funeral Home in Edinburgh, says they're at full capacity. He says the state has placed 4 50-foot trailers at the Westco Airport, 4 more at Valley Hospitals.
We'll take the loved one over there and they tag them and they do an inventory and they register the person into the trailer. And then when we go back to retrieve the loved one, then they go ahead and, you know, also sign them out to us so that we can keep the proper identification process going.
He says before COVID, they averaged between 5 to 10 funerals a month. Now they're getting at least 5 calls a day. According to the state, Hispanics make up more than 40% of confirmed coronavirus cases in Texas. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas gets the Gigafactory. Tesla is building it in Travis County, just outside Austin. It'll build the Tesla Cybertruck pickup. Travis County and a nearby school district offered Tesla $60 million in tax breaks. The governor says he's proud to welcome Elon Musk and Tesla to the state of Texas. The new factory could set up 5,000 new jobs.